from Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at collierfordinc.com. Remax Cornerstone Realty and Remax Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org. And the City of Wetumpka.
Well, it's what we've all been waiting for. It's time for an area championship battle between the Wetumpka Indians and the Stanhope Elmore Mustangs. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Gavin Baxley, joined by Mitch Petrie. And just yesterday, Mitch, you had the call of an exciting boys game where Coach Thomas's team got the win over Percy Julian to punch their ticket to the sub-regional to host. And now Coach Winchester's team has a chance to do the same thing here tonight against Stanhope Elmore. Going to be a lot of fun tonight.
And it absolutely will. And last night's game really showed the importance of having that home field advantage, especially when it comes to the postseason. It was a great turnout for the Indian student section, and winning here tonight, you get yourself home field advantage for the sub-regional round, and hopefully Coach Winchester's team can get that done tonight.
There's plenty on the line in this one, as Wetumpka's already clinched a chance at the postseason, but it'll make a huge difference on being able to play at their home court in that sub-regional matchup if they can get this area championship. Wetumpka won it last year, and now they're trying to prevent Stanhope Elmore from getting it this time around. The Indians sit at 20-7, while Stanhope is 26-3, with Coach Kelvin Stokes leading the way for the Mustangs. When we return, we'll talk with the head coach of the Wetumpka Indians, Harriet Winchester, and then we'll get ready for tip-off of Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports. Welcome back to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show. Gavin Baxley now joined by head girls basketball coach Harriet Winchester as we get ready for an area championship game against the Mustangs. Coach, big matchup going into this one. You played a couple days ago and you had a little bit of time off. Mm-hmm. How have you taken advantage of the few days here to recover and get ready for this ball game?
The biggest thing has been recovery. We didn't want them on their legs too much, but just maintaining our focus on intensifying our defense all around. When it comes down to our zone or our man, just making sure that we have our teammates. We're having our teammates back.
You got the win over Percy Julian. Now you're going into a game with a team you're very familiar with, played them twice, unfortunately couldn't get the win in either of those matchups. What do you take away from those first two times against Stanhope to be able to pull off the win tonight?
You know, just each time adjusting. The first game we had to adjust to the shooter. The last game we just had to adjust to the role player. So more so just adjusting to how they're going to come out, but our game plan just remains the same, just to, you know, increase our defensive intensity and just play hard.
I know for Stanhope, Heaven Bailey is going to be recognized for a milestone in points today. How do you try to limit her effect on this game? I know she had strong performances the last two times.
Just knowing what she is on the court. That's just being aware of what she is on the court at all times. I think that is our main focus, but we're not going to allow one player to be five.
Yeah, as you get ready for tip-off here in just a few minutes, what is the final message to this team before tip?
Just play hard. You know, we're towards the end of the season, and you've been playing with these people the last almost 10 months. And so we just want you to go out, play hard. It's a rival, so we shouldn't have to encourage you anymore. Besides, you know, you want to beat your rival. They beat us twice, so of course we want to win a third time.
Coach, hoping for a big championship win here today. Best of luck to you.
All right, thank you.
That's Coach Harriet Winchester. When we return, tip-off of Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries, an expert physical therapist administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
We get set for tip-off of this Girls Area 4 Championship. It's time now for our Keys to the Game, brought to you by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. We go to Mitch for our Keys to the Game.
Yeah, a couple keys to the game. First off, of course, for this Indians team, they live and die in the paint. Get the ball to Queen Ballard, the leading scorer on this team, averaging 12.7 points per game. Just get the ball to her and Logan Banks especially and let them go to work. It seems to have worked out for this Indians team all season long and have been able to do that. And hopefully they can do so tonight. Then on the other end of the floor, defensively, you really want to take away the perimeter shooting for the Stanhope Elmore team, one of the better shooting teams that they've faced all season. You think back to that first matchup, you had Aubrey Newton hit 8 threes, all 24 of her points came from beyond the arc. And if you limit these Stanhope Elmore Mustangs from beyond the arc, make them get inside the paint, they're bound to turn the ball over a little bit more.
We are now getting ready for tip-off of this game. We have turned on the booth cam here tonight. We appreciate you tuning in to our YouTube and Facebook broadcast, as well as our radio listeners here tonight. We are not able to show on-court action due to AHSAA regulations, so we will have our booth cam and radio commentary for you for this game and throughout the postseason for both the boys and girls. But we appreciate you tuning in nonetheless. I want to touch on our Baptist Health injury report as well. We had an injury last time, and thankfully it seems like we're not going to have an issue with that here tonight.
Aaliyah Humphrey playing a little bit with a little bit of a tight hamstring last game on just Thursday, but that rest and recovery, like Coach Winchester alluded to in that interview, really helped out this team, and Aaliyah Humphrey should be good to go here tonight.
Now time for our starting lineups. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by First Community Bank. At First Community Bank, it's more than banking. It's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. For the Indians, Aaliyah Humphrey back in the lineup after the injury a couple of weeks ago. As Mitch mentioned, she will be back and good to go. I'll tell you the rest of it, though, in just a moment. First, we'll pause for the national anthem. That's our starting line, or our national anthem. Now we'll get into our starting lineups brought to you by First Community Bank. For the Indians, I mentioned Aaliyah Humphrey there before the anthem. She is back in the lineup for Wetumpka here tonight. Maya Richardson, the freshman guard, out as well with Layla Culpepper and Logan Banks as well, both at the forward positions. And then Queen Ballard rounds out the lineup for the Indians as we get ready for tip-off here. A good-looking lineup for Wetumpka, back to full strength. I know Aaliyah Humphrey's going to be a big impact, but we always know Queen Ballard is going to be a huge part of this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You look at this Indians team as a whole, and Queen Ballard sits atop the charts in numerous stat categories, averaging a double-double for the Indians, over 18 rebounds a game and 12 points per game. She's been a force to be reckoned with for this Indians team. And then, of course, you mentioned Aaliyah Humphrey being back in this starting lineup. She's a huge facilitator for this Indians team, just sees the court really well as a whole. We've talked to Coach Winchester about that a bunch across the course of the season, but it shows up in her stats as well. She's got, I believe, about 4.8 assists per game on her end. And then another one, not in the starting lineup tonight, but a pivotal bench role for the Indians, Lexi Smith, a great defender for this Indians team, averaging just under 7 steals a game, third in the state of Alabama in terms of steals per game, and a huge defensive presence for this Indians team.
Yeah, they're going to have to go up against a tough Stanhope Elmore team as we get into their lineup now. Aubrey Newton, along with Kerja Crosby, Karaji Crosby, and Tiana Davis, and they're headlined by Heaven Bailey for Stanhope Elmore, averaging 19 points a game right now. And we spoke with Coach Winchester there a little bit on being able to limit the production of Bailey here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got Heaven Bailey already scoring 1,000 points in her career as just a junior, definitely getting looks from a lot of schools. When you've got a player like Heaven Bailey in the game, you cannot take your eyes off of her. She will shoot the ball from anywhere on the floor, and she can make it from anywhere on the floor. So what you've got to do is you got to come up, you got to trap her, you got to force her to maybe make some mistakes, although she's definitely not prone to them, but it definitely cannot let her leave your eyesight.
Bailey, one of the leading point guards in the state for this season, as we're now ready to go on the floor. It's Queen Ballard set to do battle at the tip-off with Karaji Crosby. Wetumpka in their all-black uniforms with white numbers, while Stanhope Elmore in the all-whites with maroon numbers. It'll be Wetumpka who gets possession first here as Maya Richardson has it. Richardson looking to drive down the left side of the lane. Kicks to Culpepper, who loses it. It goes out of bounds and a turnover on the opening possession.
Yeah, and just a little bit moving a little bit too quickly there are the Indians. Got to take a deep breath, settle into this game. A lot of nerves coming into this with everything on the line, but expect them to tune that up as this game goes on.
Evan Bailey at the point for Stanhope. She'll look inside here as Crosby drives in. Karaji Crosby there is going to be called for a travel, and it'll be back-to-back turnovers. Both teams with one here on their first possessions.
Yeah, and that was definitely an obvious travel call, and unfortunate for the Mustangs there. Waves off a bucket for them.
Full court press from Stanhope Elmore. Wetumpka almost turned it over backcourt than they did under the basket. Richardson couldn't find Banks, and now Stanhope Elmore slowly bringing it back up as we've had a turnover on all three possessions so far between these two teams. With it now, Kerja Crosby. She's siblings with Karaji as she bounces inside here. Karaji now standing in the post. Back to her sister, but misfires, and Bailey picks it up. Bailey now looking to drive. Has some room down the lane. She'll take a floater. No good. As they battle for it, Davis gets a grab on it, goes up, and draws the foul under the basket.
Foul's going to be called against Logan Banks there, but definitely got to take a look at that hustle play there from Heaven Bailey. Saved a backcourt violation and what would have been a turnover there on the Mustangs, and hustled and got it just about a foot in front of that half-court line.
Well, we made it a full minute without a score as Stanhope Elmore now will strike first. Tiana Davis knocking in the free throw. She's got one more coming here in just a moment. Got this opportunity after the rebound on that miss from Karaji Crosby. And Davis averaging 10 rebounds a game right now as she just gave Stanhope Elmore the 2-0 lead, 6:50 left in the first quarter. It's Humphrey with it as they finally get past midcourt. They're having a tough time dealing with Stanhope's defense early on.
Full court pressure look already for the Mustangs.
Humphrey standing on the corner here, trying to find some room. She gives to Culpepper instead, standing at the wing. She'll head back up top. Back to Humphrey again, spinning, driving, floating pass there to Banks. She can't go up with it, though, as it's taken away on her way up. Another steal there from Tiana Davis. Now Stanhope quickly in transition, couldn't get anything on the first effort. A second effort, no good as well. It was Aubrey Newton who had a look at it, never could come up with anything. Richardson standing in the corner, a pass deflected, but still goes to Banks in the paint. She'll drive in, the hook shot no good there, and Stanhope with the board. Wetumpka still scoreless with 5:50 left in the first quarter. Stanhope Elmore hasn't had a field goal yet either. They do have the 2 points from those free throws, as Evan Bailey looking to drive, running into some traffic here, and a jump ball called. A good effort from Aaliyah Humphrey to get their hands on it there and force the jump ball.
That's a great heads-up play by Aaliyah, like you just mentioned. Saw Heaven Bailey tuck the ball like a running back and just gets her hands right on it, and good job there to force the tie-up.
Stanhope still has possession, though. Crosby has it out to Newton. She'll pull the three. That one's good. Aubrey Newton knocks down a three, makes it 5-0 Mustangs. As the Indians still looking for its first opportunity to get a bucket here. Humphrey has it stolen away at midcourt here. Karaji Crosby has it taken away as well. Culpepper with a nice recovery, stealing it from behind, as Banks will give to Richardson, and finally Wetumpka will get back up into the front court here. Richardson looks the drive. She'll pull a three instead from up top. No good. And Aubrey Newton away with the rebound. Wetumpka has had multiple quick possessions here, have yet to be able to score, though, as driving in is Kersia Crosby. She will make contact there. That ends up drawing a foul. It goes against Queen Ballard.
First of the night there on Queen Ballard, and you go back to that possession for the Indians, and definitely want to see them slow things down a little bit, maybe try to move the pace a little bit, but so far it's been a defensive battle from both teams, forcing lots of turnovers.
Kersia Crosby shooting two. Had that three-pointer a moment ago from Aubrey Newton. That's the only bucket made from the floor in the first 3 minutes and 15 seconds, as another free throw is good from Crosby. She's got another coming in a moment. Not the start the Indians were looking for here, as second free throw good as well. Mustangs lead at 7-0, 4:45 left in the first quarter, as that full-court press still showing from Stanhope, giving to Humphrey. Indians have a little bit of an advantage here as she races down. She will have a fadeaway shot contested, but fouled. Tiana Davis called for that foul. It was a shot from about the baseline area there, and it'll give Wetumpka its first trip to the free throw line and a chance to finally get on the board.
When you talk about Aaliyah Humphrey, and it feels like every time she's on the floor, she just does a great job of getting chances at the free throw line. She's not afraid of contact, will lower her shoulder and go right into defenders, and that's exactly what she did right there. After laying her shoulder, you know, jumping back for the fadeaway, of course, trying to convert on an and-one opportunity.
First free throw off the back iron there, no good. And the frustrations will start to pile up if Wetumpka can't get on the board here. Second free throw attempt for Humphrey is good. And Wetumpka finally on the board here. Makes it 7-1, 4:35 to go in the first quarter. Mustangs quickly pulling a long two there. Crosby off the mark. She had her foot on the line at the top of the key. And she will shoot two free throws after a foul is called against Maya Richardson. Richardson just got a hand on a hand there as she was shooting it. Stanhope Elmore with their third trip to the free throw line already.
That's also the third team foul of the Indians on this quarter, so in danger of putting Stanhope Elmore in the bonus early into this game.
Another free throw good for the Mustangs. They have yet to miss one. Kersia Crosby, especially out of those three trips, she's on her second. She's 3-for-3 so far. And will just barely make that fourth free throw. It took a bounce, took a hop, and then finally dropped. Richardson almost trapped in the corner. She misfires a pass in the backcourt. They're tied up. Ballard got a hand on it there to force the jump ball. And possession should be with Wetumpka here. The official pointing in the opposite direction. And now they've got it. There's only been two jump balls so far. The first one went in favor of Stanhope, which means that this one would be with Wetumpka. And finally, they get this one right. Culpepper will inbound for the Indians.
Yeah, you heard the Wetumpka fans and the bench kind of getting a little bit of an uproar, but official put his hand up right away, realized he made that mistake, and they correctly changed that call.
So 9-1 now, Stanhope Elmore with an 8-point lead as Humphrey stands at the point. She'll hand to Richardson, driving down the right side of the lane. A reach-in called, though, against Stanhope Elmore. It's Kersia Crosby who's going to be called for it. Richardson never got a chance to go up there, and so it'll be called on the floor. Second foul now from Stanhope Elmore. Culpepper launching it to Humphrey. She'll now drive in, look to give to Ballard, but it's picked off again. It was batted away and then stolen by Crosby. Now giving to Newton. Newton driving. She'll step up, pull a jumper from the baseline. No good. Culpepper with a rebound. Humphrey with it. Again, Wetumpka's still looking for that first bucket from the floor here. As she drives down, Humphrey can't connect. Battling for a board as it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Wetumpka.
Lexi Smith will check into the game now, getting her first minutes in this one. But I thought that could have been maybe a foul call on Aaliyah Humphrey. Drew some contact on the shot, but officials letting him play.
That's the first substitution of the night for either team here. Is Smith now in the place of Richardson. It'll be Tiana Davis who tries to drive down the lane. She'll go up and get fouled by Queen Ballard. Second foul now against Queen Ballard early on.
That one that called on the floor, though, thought they might have called the shooting foul there, but I don't think Crosby ever was ever able to actually go up with it.
Inbounding Heaven Bailey from the baseline. She got it in, but now in a scrum for it as they get it up top, and a foul now by Maya Richardson.
And I think that foul will put the Mustangs into the bonus, so they'll head straight to the free throw line.
That is number 5, so you are correct. Kersia Crosby standing at the stripe once again. Third trip now. She's got 4 points all coming from free throws. Crosby makes the first. Well, Wetumpka is looking for back-to-back area championships here if they can get it. It's not off to the start that they're looking for sure. It's been interesting that it's come down to Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore for yet another season. As the 10-1 ball game becomes 11-1 after back-to-back made free throws. Wetumpka trying to get it down the floor. Again, stolen in the backcourt here. Heaven Bailey has it now. This is getting rough for Wetumpka early on. A pass inside. Crosby goes up with it and will drop that one in. 13-1, Stanhope Elmore. Culpepper to Humphrey. Humphrey now trying to find a lane. She's got some room down the paint, and a foul is called. This time against Tiana Davis. Can't tell if they're saying this was a shooting foul or not. They will say so. It was Humphrey who had a full head of steam racing down the floor, and right as she had picked it up to try for the lay, a foul is drawn. Third team foul for Stanhope as Humphrey can't connect on the first free throw. Substitution for Stanhope Elmore, Anaya Burton will check in as Tiana Davis comes out.
Yeah, and with two fouls on Tiana Davis, not surprised that she's going to take a seat for at least a little bit in this one. Don't want to get any of your starters into foul trouble this early into the game.
Well, early hints of foul trouble for both teams' bigs right now. As Davis has two, so does Queen Ballard. Humphrey makes the second, makes it 13-2. Aaliyah Humphrey, 2-for-4 from the free throw line. She's got the only 2 points of the night for Wetumpka so far. Mustangs with Newton looking to drive from the wing. She will get caught for a walk there. Picked it up inside the perimeter and then took a couple extra steps in the process. Indians with possession again. A pass to Banks, almost taken, but now Banks has numbers. She'll take a floater off the bank, and finally Wetumpka gets a bucket from the floor there thanks to Logan Banks.
Momentum starting to build now for the Indians. Got to string together a stop or two, really capitalize on what has been a successful last minute for the Indians.
13-4, Stanhope still leads. Anaya Burton in the post, giving to Kersia Crosby. She'll drive in, a euro and a floater, no good. Richardson with a board. A chance now for Wetumpka to close in even more. Smith in the corner, driving down the baseline. Up and under lay, no good, but a foul is called against Aubrey Newton. It'll put Lexi Smith to the free throw line here as Wetumpka tries to mount a little bit of a run. First foul against Aubrey Newton. Well, Smith has been known to take those three-pointers. She had it in the wing and sent the pump fake and drove down the baseline, and it seemed to work pretty effectively as she makes the first free throw.
And man, had she made that shot, that would have been a highlight reel play for sure. I mean, just a complete reverse layup off the backboard. I'm surprised she even got it that close. That's a really difficult shot.
Second free throw, short arms there, no good. 13-5, Stanhope, as Heaven Bailey has it, looking to drive. She's caught in that corner, being double teamed here. Smith now picking her up and chasing her around the way. She'll fire inside, a bucket attempt from Anaya Burton, no good. And Wetumpka again coming up with a stop. It was a good save by Logan Banks in the process too. Almost went out of bounds and she dove for it to keep it in play. Humphrey now standing open from the wing. She'll pull it herself, no good. Battling for that board there. It was Heaven Bailey who easily was able to grab it. Now racing coast to coast. Bailey, what an effort from Heaven Bailey there. Got the board, took it all the way down the floor. Wetumpka had no answer. Richardson now with a 15-5 deficit. She'll do the exact same thing. Richardson for two there, makes it 15-7. They've got Smith playing in the backcourt here to make it a little bit tougher on Stanhope. Aubrey Newton double team. Now they're trying to rush in on Bailey. She pulls a long three that's good, though.
And I was just about to say it a minute ago, Heaven Bailey noticeably absent from the box score, but making her presence known now.
Smith pulls a three. That one's short as Stanhope gets it. They draw a foul in the backcourt as well. Richardson called for it as she goes up against Heaven Bailey.
I believe that one is actually going to go against Aaliyah Humphrey. First foul of the night for her.
You're right. It is Humphrey there who was called for it. There's 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Indians trailing by 11 as Heaven Bailey starting to come alive here at the end of this first quarter. She's got five so far, with a chance for two more from the stripe. First from Bailey is good. Second effort is good as well. Santa Belmore has been money from the free throw line so far. 20-7 Mustangs as Bailey checks out. It'll be Corey Harmon who comes in for the first time. Kai Dillard on the floor for Wetumpka as well. She gives to Banks. Banks now trying to drive inside. With that right hand, she'll go up. No good, but a foul is called.
And you mentioned Stanhope Elmore's percentage at the free throw line right now. 10 points and making all 10 of their free throw attempts. 10 for 10 right now for the Mustangs, and half their points coming from the charity stripe.
Well, Wetumpka has been less than efficient from the line so far. They're shooting 50% at the moment. Banks gets that one to take a friendly roll and fall in. Indians have gone one of two on every trip so far until now, as Banks knocks down both of them, 21-8. Harmon with it. She will stop the dribble, but she'll keep walking, and a travel called again. Multiple travels so far against Stanhope Elmore.
Yeah, that's been the main source of their turnovers. Indians have forced a couple of steals, but I want to say that's the third travel call of the game already on the Mustangs.
Kai Dillard in a little bit of trouble standing right at midcourt. She gives to Richardson now, who will drive down the baseline. No good on a layup effort. Mustangs here with an advantage. Harmon quickly in transition. No good on the lay. Culpepper with a board. Here comes Richardson now. Richardson stops up for a moment, gives to Culpepper, driving down. She will be fouled hard as she drove in for the lay there. Hard contact. She'll shoot two free throws. It's 20-9 with a chance to cut it back within single digits. Tough play from Culpepper.
That foul went against Karaji Crosby. First foul of the night for her, but officials tonight not afraid to blow the whistle. It's been a physical game so far as Culpepper makes that first free throw and puts the Indians in double figures.
Well, both teams are in the bonus. It didn't matter there. It was a shooting foul regardless, as there's just 5 seconds left in the first quarter. But that goes to show just how many fouls have been called here. They've called it pretty tightly. Though I can't say that it's been inaccurate officiating so far by any means. It's 20-11 after both free throws are made. 1 second left as Heaven Bailey can't get it to fall on a jumper there, as that will end the first quarter. Wetumpka battling back on that last 4 minutes, makes it 20-11 as the Mustangs lead it after the first quarter on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video, live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best, RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Mustangs lead it 20-11 here as we enter the second quarter. But what a battle there in the last 4 minutes of that one. We saw there for a moment that Stanhope Elmore was leading it 13-1. And then Wetumpka managed to battle back into that. They outscored them there 11-7 over those final 4 minutes of play in the first quarter.
Yeah, they absolutely did. A good run to go on at the end of that first quarter. Momentum pointing the way of the Indians, but they're going to have to stop the Mustangs first to keep the ball rolling in their direction.
Yeah, Stanhope will start off the quarter with possession here. It'll be Heaven Bailey holding on to it as Wetumpka started to find a way here. Corey Harmon will make it easy for Wetumpka there as she gets caught walking immediately. She caught it, never even took a dribble, just started taking steps. That's the second travel call against Corey Harmon, and she'll be taken out of the game.
Yeah, and that's just a lack of mental focus there. As you get called for those travels, it's one of the first things you're taught as a youth basketball player, and just got to make sure that pivot foot doesn't slide when you pick up the dribble.
First possession of the quarter for Wetumpka now, as Humphrey gives to Richardson, standing at the logo. Now Humphrey again, looking for somewhere to go with it. Now she'll try and drive. She'll pull a shot there from the free throw line, but is denied. A block this time from Karaji Crosby. Aubrey Newton with it. She'll give now to Heaven Bailey, trying to drive in. Same shot here from the free throw line. No good for her either. Burton with a board. Can't get the putback to go either. Ballard with that rebound. And now Wetumpka with possession again. Lexi Smith standing in the corner. Almost had it stolen. Then she's going to draw a foul instead. Kersia Crosby that time. She had a feel for it there and poked it away once. Smith picked it up, and then a second reach-in attempt there draws the foul.
And as you mentioned, second reach-in there. That's also the second foul against Kersia Crosby.
Culpepper inbounding from right in front of Stanhope Elmore's bench. Looking for somewhere to go with it as she finds Humphrey now standing at the baseline. She gives to Smith on the wing. Pulling the three, no good there. They will let it go out of bounds as Wetumpka comes up empty that possession. We're just over a minute into quarter number two here with 6:50 left to go in the first half. Bailey's pass was slapped out of bounds there. It was Layla Culpepper who got a hand on it. Had a chance. If she had managed to catch that instead, she'd have easily been able to take that one all the way for a goal. Now with it is Crosby. She looks inside. Burton over to Crosby. It was Karaji Crosby who got the bucket there, standing in the post. Whistle blown now in the backcourt, and quickly a foul this time going against Heaven Bailey.
So that's two fouls already in this quarter against the Mustangs, again in danger of putting the Indians into the bonus if they don't clean it up.
Just the first on Heaven Bailey this ball game, though, as a deep pass there into the front court draws a foul. It was dangerous there to throw that as Wetumpka fired it from their own backcourt in the corner. They threw it all the way down to the opposite corner. And on the contact there, Anaya Burton and Maya Richardson collided. That's what drew the foul. And a bit of a bailout there for Wetumpka on what was a very dangerous pass. Culpepper now getting into the corner with Maya Richardson. Well, pardon, Aaliyah Humphrey, that is. She goes up top now to Culpepper. Humphrey back with it. Now a handoff to Richardson. Richardson looking to drive. She'll back out now. In trouble. The pass to Smith misfired and out of bounds.
It looked like the Mustangs could have almost been called for another foul there. Anaya Burton looked like she might have made contact with Richardson's hand as she was looking to give it off to Smith.
Heaven Bailey again walking it up the floor with 6 minutes left in the second quarter. A whistle blown before all of that. There's a foul called off the ball against Stanhope Elmore. It's Karaji Crosby. Wow, they never even made it. Heaven Bailey never made it up past midcourt. They called a foul in the paint there against Crosby for a shove.
And that's four team fouls on the Mustangs in just 2 minutes and 4 seconds. So one more. Indians will be shooting free throws for the rest of the way.
Two fouls against Karaji Crosby now as well. Stanhope Elmore with three different players having at least two fouls thus far. Kersia Crosby, Karaji Crosby, and Tiana Davis. Richardson giving to Aaliyah Humphrey now. She'll back out. She was looking to drive for a moment. Richardson and Humphrey going back and forth from beyond the perimeter. Humphrey will drive, spinning out of control there. And she's going to be called for this one on the charge. Beg your pardon, that was a travel against Humphrey there. She lost it, started spinning. Didn't call the charge for it there. They just say it was a travel, I believe, as it'll be Heaven Bailey there who tried to go for a bucket and couldn't connect. Now Tiana Davis with the board giving to Crosby. Kersia Crosby couldn't get a bucket off the glass either. And here comes Maya Richardson. She fires it in, but it's stolen by Tiana Davis. Tried to give to Aubrey Newton as she had her momentum carry her out of bounds. Misfired the throw and a turnover there. Coach Winchester will call a timeout with 5:06 left to go in the second quarter. And Wetumpka, again, off to a slow start here in this quarter. Similar to what we saw in the first quarter, they've gone the first 3 minutes without a bucket on the floor.
It's been just a really defensive battle, and especially when you see fouls called like this, it makes it even harder to play that tight defense, but also plays in to the fact that both teams, obviously physical teams, and excited about the prospect of playing this game. But in, like you mentioned, offense not coming easy for either team, and I think you're going to see... whoever kind of goes on the next run is in a really strong position to win this game, whether it's the Indians or the Mustangs.
This rivalry is always a fun one, as Stanhope Elmore has already beaten Wetumpka twice this season, and it's very similar to what we saw a year ago. Wetumpka got the sweep over the Mustangs, went 3-0 against them en route to an area championship last season. That's been the trend for both of these teams for a couple of years now. They've played at least three times each of the last 4 years. The last time that both teams got a win over the other was the 2022-23 season. So we've been really at it on one team seemingly being superior to the other. This has been the closest, I believe, these two teams have looked over the course of the last few years. Wetumpka lost by just 5 when we were back in Wetumpka. And right now, it hasn't been the start they've been looking for, but this is the best either of these two teams have been going into these matchups. Indians will have possession out of the timeout. There's 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Richardson gives up top to Humphrey. Humphrey assessing. Now she'll give to Banks as she stands in the post, looking for some space. Tries to go up with it. It is blocked, sent out of bounds there as Kersia Crosby got a hand on it.
And there's just the classic basketball play. Screen and roll there for Logan Banks and Aaliyah Humphrey. Not able to get the result you want, but just fundamental basketball being played by the Indians now.
Humphrey to Banks, now up top again. Maya Richardson calling out the play. Now Culpepper standing at the wing. She'll hand to Smith, who's in trouble in that wing. Finds some space, though, as she races down the baseline. Couldn't go up with it there. She was denied. And now a scramble for it on the deck. Heaven Bailey comes away with it. Racing coast to coast. She goes up, got the bucket and the foul. It was Aaliyah Humphrey there who was called for, or check that. It was Maya Richardson who was called for the foul. Humphrey was in the area as well there. It'll put Heaven Bailey to the free throw line once again. Bailey already right now has 9 points to her name, as Maya Richardson will check out after her second foul. Queen Ballard will come back in. Queen Ballard has been held scoreless so far for Wetumpka, hoping that her re-entry will light a fire in this Indians team, as Bailey will connect on the and-one free throw, make it 25-11. A low-scoring quarter for both teams, really, as Stanhope's only scored 4 so far. But Wetumpka scoreless in this second quarter. Culpepper tries to go up with it in the post. No good. Ballard with a board. Can't get the put back. Banks unsuccessful as well. Ballard grabbed it. Tie up there. And it will stay with Wetumpka. Indians had 3 different chances at it there. Fortunately, they'll have at least a 4th chance with 3:57 left in the half. Humphrey launching this one into the backcourt. Culpepper picks it up and brings it back across. Humphrey with it now. She'll pull the 3-pointer in and out. Would not go. Ballard got the board. No good. Banks with a putback. Finally, Wetumpka gets that bucket to fall. They had about 7 shot attempts on that possession. Finally got one to go. Kersia Crosby looking inside now to Tiana Davis. She drives in, gets a bucket, draws a foul as well.
Man, I'm not sure about that foul call. It goes against Queen Ballard, giving her 3, but she kind of just was straight up there. Don't know exactly what that contact was. Did not move an inch. Arm stayed straight up there, and maybe a little bit of a questionable call against Queen Ballard.
27-13 our score now, as Tiana Davis will shoot an and-one free throw. Second and-one opportunity of this quarter. Davis no good on the free throw there. Banks gets the board and gives to Culpepper. They only come away with 2 on that possession. Wetumpka still trailing by 14, though, with 3.5 minutes left. Culpepper to Humphrey. Humphrey looking for some help. Gives to Ballard standing at the free throw line. Almost had it poked away. Now she has it stolen away by Heaven Bailey. Bailey finding Kersia Crosby, who goes up for the lay. And the fast break gives 2 more points to the Mustangs, 29-13.
Of
Kersia Crosby finally gets her first 2 points from the floor. She had 6 points just from the free throw line before that. Humphrey with it now. A fadeaway from the baseline. No good. Great rebound and put back, though, from Queen Ballard to make it 29-15.
After the Indians are still trailed by 14, you got to make a couple of stops here. Get a couple of buckets. Hopefully get it to one possession by the end of the first half.
Lexi Smith called for a foul there right as Heaven Bailey got across midcourt. And that is foul number 5 here, so Stanhope will shoot free throws. Possibly. They acted like it was number 5. This may be just number 4 against Wetumpka. Believe that Stanhope should be inbounding. Now they've got it sorted out. Yeah, check that. Not even 4. That's number 3 for Wetumpka. Stanhope has 4. I think they had the scoreboard a little confused there for a moment. There's 2:33 left in the half. Stanhope will inbound with Tiana Davis. She gives inside to Corey Harmon. A pass now to Aubrey Newton. Pulls an open 3. No good there. Good rebound here from Layla Culpepper racing down the floor. Giving to Smith. Looked at a 3. Now she'll drive inside, but it's stolen away. Harmon gave it to Bailey. Bailey coast to coast. She's fouled hard. Can't get the lay to go. Bailey draws another foul there after hard contact. It was Aaliyah Humphrey who came racing in, and that was a textbook foul for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Just came over the top, a little bit of strong body contact there, and now Heaven Bailey will have to earn it at the free throw line.
Almost had the and one play. Instead, she'll have to do it from the line. Makes the first free throw there. And she's 4 for 4 now from the stripe. Second free throw, good as well. Stanhope has had no problem from the free throw line so far. Already right now with 12 points from the line. Banks standing in the paint, gives to Ballard. She goes up and touches that one off the glass to make it 31-17. 2 minutes to go.
That's what this Indians team needs. Get Queen Ballard the ball and let her go to work in the paint.
Heaven Bailey with a step back 3 that is good. And the crowd erupts. An impressive shot there makes it 34-17. Indians are going to be called for a travel in the backcourt there. It was Ty Dillard who brought it up. And just a mental error for the Indians as they turn it right back over. Aubrey Newton gets the inbound. A catch and shoot 3 is good. She was uncovered there. Makes it 37-17. Coach Winchester will take a timeout with a minute 32 left in the first half. We'll take one with her. It's 37-17. Wetumpka trailing the Mustangs on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Our score. Stanhope Elmore leads it after an explosive run from the Mustangs. Heaven Bailey knocking down a 3. Aubrey Newton right after that. And that puts Wetumpka down by 20 with 90 seconds on the clock in this first half. Ty Dillard standing with it up top. She'll try and drive inside. Lost it, but Ballard there to pick it up. She'll try and go up and can't come up with anything there. She was seemingly expecting a foul. Instead, Stanhope Elmore there gets the board, gets a foul drawn instead. Queen Ballard seemingly forced Tiana Davis out of bounds, and that's the 4th foul now against Ballard.
That also puts the Mustangs into the bonus, so heading all the way to the other end of the floor there. But I got to say, again, just a questionable foul call. It looks like her momentum just carried her straight out of bounds, did Tiana Davis, but officials will disagree with me there.
Ballard was visibly frustrated as she's now picked up 4 just in this first half. 2 free throws coming for Tiana Davis. She'll make the first. Davis knocks down both. Makes it 39-17 Mustangs. Richardson with it now. She'll try and drive inside. Goes up for one. No good. Foul is called, though. This time it goes against Anaya Burton, and Wetumpka will get a chance at the free throw line as well.
And that foul will also put the Indians in the bonus. Doesn't necessarily matter there, as it was a shooting foul, but something to watch for the last minute and 6 seconds of this quarter.
Wetumpka just needs everything they can get right here in these final 66 seconds, as Richardson can't take advantage of the first free throw. Queen Ballard will have to come out of the game there as she is dealing with foul trouble. The free throw was no good from Richardson as Wetumpka managed to get the rebound. Could not come up with the bucket, though, as Wetumpka trying to get a stop. Came up empty from the line. Newton pulls a three from the corner. That's good. Aubrey Newton with her third three-pointer here of the first half. Culpepper standing with it. She'll drive inside. A fadeaway there. No good. Battling for it on the floor here. Jump ball is called. And it should go with Stanhope. It will. 35 seconds left in the first half. It's 42-17. Things have opened up here as Stanhope Elmore has just been lights out, especially from beyond the arc. Five made threes so far. Three from Aubrey Newton and two from Heaven Bailey. With it now is Bailey. She'll try and drive inside. That left-hand lay no good, but a board and a putback from Anaya Burton will fall. Burton with her first bucket tonight. Richardson with it now with 15 seconds to go in the half. She lost it on her way to the basket there. Saved it, but then a battle for it on the floor. Again, a jump ball. No, a timeout called by Coach Stokes before the tie-up, and it will give possession to Stanhope Elmore still. They had someone fall on it there, and they managed to get the timeout call before Wetumpka was able to get in there and force the tie-up. There's 8 seconds left in the half with a 44-17 score. Again, a reminder that we cannot show on-court activities due to AHSA regulations, so we have our booth cam turned on here tonight. We appreciate everybody tuning in for this one. A reminder that Wetumpka also is in the postseason regardless of how this ball game goes. This game decides an area championship, of course, which is plenty important, but there will be at least one more ball game for this Indians team, as if they fall short, they'll head on the road for the sub-regional matchup. If they win, then the Indians will play at home in that first game of the sub-regional, heading into the regional tournament as well, hopefully. Heaven Bailey will pull a three as time expires. No good there. And that ends the first half. 44-17. Stanhope Elmore leading it over Wetumpka after the first half on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care. Precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
We welcome you into the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show as Wetumpka currently trails 44-17 after the first half of play. And we won't beat around the bush. It's not the result that you're looking for here after the first 16 minutes of play. And it's been because of a couple of different things. Stanhope Elmore, for starters, has 12 made free throws. And as by my count, they have yet to miss one. If they have missed one, they missed just one. As Wetumpka, on the other hand, the free throws have not gone their way at all. 5 made free throws. They've gone 1-for-2 on all but one trip to the line so far. And then on the other end of that, the three-point shooting has been lights out for Stanhope Elmore. Heaven Bailey knocked down 2 threes. Aubrey Newton knocked down 3. Those two have been the leaders of this Stanhope team so far. 15 points for Bailey and 9 for Aubrey Newton thus far. 8 for Kersia Crosby as well. 6 for Tiana Davis for the Mustangs. Meanwhile, for Wetumpka, it hasn't been a very productive first half of play. Ballard has 4. Logan Banks right now with 6. And the rest have been a little bit spread out. Those are your two leaders right now for the black and gold thus far. Not what you're looking for. No doubt about that. But there's a lot of things to look at here that if you find a way to claw your way back into it, which is a long way to go here when you trail by 27, but it comes down to the rebound and being able to take advantage of those putbacks, I think. We saw multiple different times there where Queen Ballard and Logan Banks especially come down with those boards like we've known that they've been able to do throughout this entire season, but they have been limited in their opportunities to get back up and get that bucket to go. We've had possessions of 7 opportunities to shoot the ball and have not been able to take advantage. That's something that has to change in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, second chance points are what this team has done so well all season, and you look to see them correct that coming out of halftime. Also, you want to talk about how this team can get back in the game. There's 2 things you can do. 1, you got to watch the fouling. We talked about it. Stanhope Elmore has been lights out from the free throw line. By our count, they're 15 of 15 from the free throw line, maybe 15 of of 16, but regardless, they're shooting the lights out. You've got to stop giving them chances at the free throw line when it's been rather unproductive from the floor up until the tail end of that second quarter. I mean, the Indians were really stringing together stops outside of the fouls, and then you look at the other side of the ball when the Indians have it, 12 turnovers as a team in that first half, and it's tough to win a ball game when you're turning the ball over that much.
Wetumpka was outscored 23-6 in that second quarter, just could not find an answer for Stanhope Elmore. They're going to have to come up with something here as we get ready for the second half of action. I want to remind you that Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. We'll take a break when we return the third quarter of Wetumpka and Stanhope Elmore in this area championship matchup on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. Online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie here as Wetumpka trails 44-17, entering the third quarter. Wetumpka with possession right now. It's Layla Culpepper trying to find Aaliyah Humphrey, but has it knocked out of bounds there by Heaven Bailey.
And Indians, they're not going to say you need a bucket here, but you really want to see one if you're them. Start this quarter off on the right foot. Start slowly but surely getting your foot back in this thing.
Well, Heaven Bailey has been impressive offensively, but she's had some good defensive plays as well. Just slapped that one out of bounds. She averages 6 steals a game. So a defensive threat for this Mustangs team, as well as Humphrey tries to drive in. Couldn't connect on the lay with the left hand there. Heaven Bailey with it now. She'll fire a pass to Newton, who has been lethal from three. She'll step up, pull a shot from the baseline. No good there. Foul called before the shot anyway. It was off the ball against Anaya Burton offensively. We've seen both teams reach the bonus in both quarters so far, and in the first 50 seconds, Stanhope Elmore already with a foul.
And you got to think that that's going to culminate in some players getting into foul trouble late in this game.
It's already started to culminate for Wetumpka as Aaliyah Humphrey driving in. She'll step up from the elbow, in and out. Just cannot get anything to fall here. The bucket has not been friendly for Wetumpka here tonight. As a pass is picked off and stolen away, Crosby couldn't find anybody as Humphrey now has it racing coast to coast. She will not get the layup, but she'll draw the foul.
Foul's going to go against Heaven Bailey there. That's two on Bailey and two on the Mustangs as a team just about a minute and a half into this third quarter.
It'll put Aaliyah Humphrey to the free throw line again. She only has 2 points here tonight, and they both come from the free throw line on two different trips. She's gone one for two each time. First free throw from Humphrey is good. On the floor for Wetumpka is Queen Ballard, Layla Culpepper, Aaliyah Humphrey, Maya Richardson, and Logan Banks right now. As Humphrey will knock down the second. Goes two for two that time and makes it 44-19. Stanhope Elmore quickly going to pull a three. Heaven Bailey can't connect there. Wetumpka with it. Culpepper now coast to coast ahead of everybody. She'll go up for the lay and got it. A quick fast break chance and Wetumpka takes advantage. 44-21.
And that's what you want to see for the Indians. Defensive stops and quick buckets.
So a quick 4 points for the Indians. Now Stanhope Elmore answering. Anaya Burton with a mid-range shot there that goes 46-21, 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Ballard hands to Richardson. She pulls the three. Bottom. Big shot there from Maya Richardson.
And a good find there. Credit Queen Ballard with the assist. She got it standing at the free throw line. Saw Maya Richardson with a chance, and Richardson steps into it and nails it.
Makes it 46-24 now. 5:45 left in the third. They look inside again. Burton over to Davis. She won't get it. She's called for the travel before she could go up anyway. Another stop here against Stanhope Elmore. Lexi Smith will check into the ballgame for Wetumpka as Layla Culpepper comes out. Indians have scored on each of their last three possessions. Now Maya Richardson, Humphrey. She'll drive in. A jump pass here to Banks. Banks stumbles in the paint. She now loses it. A tie-up on the floor there. She fell through her behind and then had a Mustang jump on her. Anaya Burton there to dive on it, force the tie-up, and give possession back to the Mustangs. Indians come up empty there. Bailey quickly firing a pass to Kersia Crosby standing in the corner. Looking for some space. She'll go up with a wild shot there that just sails out of bounds. An air ball. Mustang fans wanted a foul. They're not going to get it there. Now Richardson. A quick pass to Ballard standing at the free throw line. She gives to Banks. Banks standing at the wing looking to try and get into the post. She will. She'll go up with it behind her head. No good. Ballard with a rebound. Cannot get the putback though. Mustangs come away with it there as Anaya Burton got it off the glass. Tiana Davis gives to Newton. Now Newton to Bailey. Bailey let it go out. It was last touch though by Wetumpka. They had just barely gotten a hand on it. Maya Richardson there. Mustangs will inbound in front of their own bench. Tiana Davis doing so with 4:45 left in the third quarter. Long way to go for Wetumpka, but we saw a little bit of a sign of life there with those three straight possessions scoring. They need to find a little bit more of that as a jumper no good from the free throw line in Heaven Bailey. Richardson now standing with it. She is trapped. She'll fire off to Banks. It was knocked away for a moment. Now Humphrey picks it up, trying to drive inside. Has some room. The right hand won't go. Ballard gets it. No, Humphrey grabs it instead. Humphrey was out of bounds, and she jumped in and got it instead of Queen Ballard. And that instead is a turnover. You can't come right out of bounds and grab it. If Ballard gets it, she's got a good chance there at that bucket. Frustrating play there for Wetumpka as they give it right back to Stanhope. Evan Bailey walking it up as they finally started to slow down a little bit. Looks inside. Karaji Crosby will go up from under the basket. She's got that one, no problem.
That was a good find there from Heaven Bailey. Thought she was going to take it all the way down herself. Not able to, though. Good find by her underarm pass.
Leah Humphrey standing with it, and a charge called against her. She stumbled for a moment and spun, made a three-pointer, but before all that, a foul was called as she made contact with Heaven Bailey. Bailey slow to get up. She finally does and appears to be okay. She'll check out anyway, though. Corey Harmon will come in her place.
That's also the fourth foul against Aaliyah Humphrey. She's got one more to give.
Mentioned the foul trouble. It's Humphrey with four. Queen Ballard has three as well. 48-24, 3:56 left in the third. Mustangs get it into Harmon. Now she'll try and drive down the right side of the lane. Rejected by Logan Banks. It goes out of play. Stanhope maintains possession after a great block, though, from Logan Banks. Aubrey Newton from the baseline here. She'll find someone in the corner. That's Tiana Davis. Back up top to Crosby. A pass was nearly picked off by Richardson, but she caught it out of bounds.
Indians not letting up on the pressure here. They may be down, but still fighting every step of the way.
Corey Harmon again now. They wanted a double dribble there. Harmon seemed to just dribble with two hands. They never got the call, though. Tiana Davis standing in the corner. She gives to Karaji Crosby, and there's a travel call, and that might be a little bit of a makeup there.
Maybe so, but Indians will take whatever they can get here and got to start scoring. They're doing a good job of limiting the Mustangs right now, outscoring them in this quarter, but got to keep it up.
Maya Richardson now looks to Ballard standing at the free throw line. Back now to Smith. Smith will hold it for a moment as Coach Winchester adamantly directing traffic. Now Smith will drive. She lost it, but a foul is called there as it goes against Karaji Crosby. That'll be Crosby's third.
And the clock was still running there for a second. After that one, should be about 3 minutes and 2 seconds left on the clock. Let 6 seconds expire may seem marginal, but and when you got to come back from a deficit this big, every second counts.
Smith passed it into traffic there. It was batted out of bounds. That's a contested pass every time. Queen Ballard was with Tiana Davis there. They both got a hand on it, and Wetumpka fortunate to still have possession. Smith will inbound again, now closer to the corner. Standing in front of the Indians bench, she'll again launch it to Ballard, who's standing in traffic. Couldn't make the first attempt. Got it the second time from under the basket. Makes it 48-26. Mustangs racing. Smith called for a foul there as she came from behind. She was trying to pick it away from Kersia Crosby. Instead, tripped her up there, and she'll get called for her first.
Evan Bailey's going to check back into the game here for the Mustangs. Good to see that she's all right.
Aubrey Newton from the baseline, 2:41 left in the third. She will inbound and give in the corner to Tiana Davis. Back to Newton. She goes up and has it tipped by Ballard. A good job there to get the block. Logan Banks has it now and will race up the floor. Pickpocketed away. Stanhope dives on it in the backcourt. They'll pick it up. A jump ball, though, is called as Maya Richardson got in there for the tie-up. And it should go back to Wetumpka here. Logan Banks had it, but then got caught from behind there, standing at about midcourt. Wetumpka again catches a break by getting the favor of that tie-up. Richardson will drive inside. She'll take a jumper there off target. Evan Bailey scoops it before it goes out, but then Ballard picks it up, goes up, got the lay and the foul. Big play from Queen Ballard there. As she picks up two, she'll have a chance at an and one play as Wetumpka now down by 20, 48-28. Trailed by as much as 27. Slowly trying to cut back into it here. Free throw from Ballard is good. Taking advantage of the and one play after a rebound. She leads the state in rebounds per game right now with 18 on average. Heaven Bailey now behind the back. She'll drive inside. Whistle blown before all of that as a call against Lexi Smith here. Smith was called for a reach in there as Heaven Bailey tried to drive. Mustangs inbounding from the baseline again with just over 2 minutes left in the quarter. Newton pulls a three, no good, as Ballard gets a board. Here's Culpepper. Layla Culpepper now racing around, standing up top, but in trouble. Needs someone to give to. Finds Richardson. Three ball. Got it! Big shot there from Maya Richardson. 48-32 now, Wetumpka. Down by 16, stolen away by Richardson. She'll go for the lay. It's good, too. Momentum in favor of the black and gold here, 48-34, continuing to close the gap. Minute 30 to go in the third quarter. Aubrey Newton thought about a three. She's called for the travel on the up-down there.
Indians fans love it. Everything coming up black and gold here, and this is the type of run you need to get right back in this thing.
Good pressure by Logan Banks as Newton thought she was open. Banks goes up and would have easily blocked it anyway. Culpepper needs to get this one in. She'll give to Richardson. Maya Richardson thinks she has a lane. She'll go one more pass to Banks here. She goes up with it. No good. Ballard manages to come away for the moment. They're battling for it. She'll go up. Got the bucket and the foul again. Everything clicking right now for Wetumpka here over these last couple of moments. 48-36, another and one free throw coming for Queen Ballard. Her second chance at it here after an and one play earlier. A minute 10 left to go in the third quarter. Ballard makes the free throw as well. 48-37. Wetumpka has a lot more work to do, but they've been hard at it so far. Here's Bailey with it. She's in trouble now. Richardson trying to steal it. Can't get to it. Bailey gets a pass now to Davis. Now Newton thought about a three. She'll drive down the baseline. Misfires a pass. Lexi Smith picks it up. She's got a chance at a bucket now. Drives in. Got the layup. And we are within single digits. 48-39. Timeout Stanhope. Wetumpka on their feet. They trail by 9 after trailing by 27. The Indians are back in it here.
And wow, just what a last minute and a half for this Indians team going on. What by my count is a 13-0 run to close out almost this third quarter. Everything coming up for the black and gold. And Coach Totes going to use a timeout and try to settle the Mustangs down a little bit.
I'll do you one better. It was 48-24, so they actually are on a 15-0 run at 48-39 now. And it's still not completed just yet, but when you trail by 27, going into this end of the third quarter down 9 is certainly something that you will take. But now you go into this timeout and you got to keep your foot on the gas to get back into it.
You absolutely do. And the other thing is you can't let your emotions get the best of you. You got to stay out of foul trouble. And also worth noting here, Indians in the bonus. Any more fouls, they'll head back to the free throw line and a chance to close this one even a little bit tighter.
Wetumpka trying to keep it together here. Stanhope Elmore trying to hold on to their lead. We've seen some frustrations over the last few moments from Stanhope Elmore, a little bit of chirping after that timeout as well. At the very least, Stanhope Elmore feels the pressure here. Wetumpka's got to take advantage of this opportunity and build on the momentum. Out of the timeout, Stanhope Elmore has possession. Heaven Bailey with it. Bailey crossing over, driving inside. She'll go up for one. No good there. Banks with a rebound. Gives to Smith. They'll race down again at full speed. Smith to Richardson. Mid-range shot. No good. Ballard there with a putback. No. Second chance. Got it. Queen Ballard puts it through. 48-41. 10 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Newton with it. Thought about a three. Steps up. A shot from mid-range. No good. Culpepper. Now Bailey. Chant tries to go for one. No good there. Foul is called, though, with a second left on the clock. Heaven Bailey there drew a foul against Queen Ballard.
That's four on Ballard. She's got one more to give. And with her really coming alive in this second half, she's got to stay in this one. Got 10 points in this second half.
Bailey with a free throw. Finally, a bucket from Stanhope Elmore to end a 17-0 run. Makes it 49-41 with a second to go. Got the second as well. And that will end the third if this full court shot goes. It was good, but no. That ends the third quarter, and what a quarter it was. Wetumpka cuts it back to 9. They trail 50-41. One quarter to go in this area championship on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
All comes down to this now. With one quarter to go, it's 50-41. Stanhope Elmore leading it, but they led by a whole lot more earlier. It was 44-17 when we entered the halftime break, and Wetumpka dominating that third quarter has given the black and gold some life here. Mustangs got a couple free throws to end the 17-0 run at the end of that quarter. They have possession and get a bucket to start the fourth as well. Makes it 52-41. It was Anaya Burton there with a quick bucket. Richardson gives to Culpepper. Culpepper picks up the dribble. She'll fire a pass to Banks. Banks in the post, drives in, got the lay and the foul. Another one for Wetumpka. Queen Ballard had a couple. Logan Banks says it's her turn.
Foul there goes against Anaya Burton. That's four on Burton. And also, what a spin move from Logan Banks. Caught that pass, spun away from all the traffic, found the open lane, and lays it up and has a chance for a three-point play.
They haven't updated the scoreboard yet, hoping that they're going to fix this here in a second. Banks on the and one free throw, she's got that as well. And it makes it 52-44, although our official has not got the score right yet. A three-pointer there from Aubrey Newton is good. Maya Richardson now has it. Richardson driving. She will dish back to Ballard up top. Now Banks. Banks spinning. In trouble again, standing at the elbow. Spinning again, one more shot there, no good. And a rebound from Tiana Davis. They got the score right now, it's 55-44. Newton thought about a three, steps up, pulls a jumper, that one's good. Stanhope Elmore finding his life again here, 57-44. Richardson. Now Smith. Indians need to move here. She'll drive inside. Smith has it pickpocketed away. Tiana Davis picks it up, hands to Heaven Bailey. Indians being held at bay now as going back up top here. It's Davis with it. She'll drive in. Oh, check that. It was Crosby. Gave to Davis. Davis gets the lay and makes it 59-44. Goes back to a 15-point game, 59-44. Indians need something here. Richardson has it picked off again. No, Smith picks it up in the backcourt. and is called for a travel there. She picked it up and kept walking.
Surprised they called that travel there. The ball, after she picked up her dribble, it was touched by a Mustangs player, therefore should have been able to dribble it right back again.
Yeah, I agree with you. There were two Mustangs that got hands on it there, and then that's what caused it to get caught in Smith's arms, and then she tried to dribble one more time. 6:08 left to go now. Mustangs will inbound with Tiana Davis in the backcourt. They give to Anaya Burton. Burton now with Heaven Bailey. Bailey looked to drive in, stepped back. Now she'll drive, goes up, no good, but a foul called against Maya Richardson.
Got to say, that's a tough foul call there against Maya Richardson. That is also her fourth foul. A lot of Indians in danger of fouling out right now, but stayed straight up, was playing some great defense on Heaven Bailey, and unfortunate call there.
Bailey gets the free throw to fall with one more coming, and 5:50 left to go. Maya Richardson will check out after you mentioned the foul troubles, and that puts Layla Culpepper back in. It's Culpepper, Humphrey, Banks, Ballard, and Smith as the second free throw, no good. A rebound there from Banks. Here's Aaliyah Humphrey with it, giving to Smith. Smith looking to drive. She'll take a shot there from just outside the paint as it falls. 59-46, 5:30 to go.
Officials still haven't put the point on the board there from that Heaven Bailey free throw. By my count, it's 60-46, but they have it 59-46.
Well, I'm not going to correct him, that's for sure. Three-pointer there, no good. Heaven Bailey from long range missed it there. Now Humphrey coast-to-coast had plenty of room as she lays that one in. One of the easier layups that we'll see from her. 59-48, according to our scoreboard up there. We're going to assume it's 60-48 until we're told otherwise here. Foul is called here as Anaya Burton drove inside, and it goes against Layla Culpepper. Stoppage here for a moment as they sub. Karaji Crosby will come in as Kersia Crosby exits. Aubrey Newton inbounding with 4:59 to go. Newton lobs it. She'll get it into Anaya Burton. Burton driving down the paint. She'll go up and lay one in. Again, had plenty of room there. Wetumpka didn't want to foul there. Makes it 61-48. Now Smith. She'll pull a three immediately. No good. Battling for a board, and a foul is going to be called against Aaliyah Humphrey. Foul there was against Aaliyah Humphrey. That was her fifth. So Humphrey will have to come out for the rest of this one. Lexi Smith along with Richardson, Ballard, Banks, and Culpepper on the floor for Wetumpka as the Indians trail by 13. Burton driving in, lobbing a pass there, misfired and out of bounds. With 4:29 left, Wetumpka will inbound. Richardson. Now Culpepper driving inside off the glass. The lay there is good. 62-50 our score with 4:10 left. Four minutes to go here. And a three-pointer no good from Heaven Bailey. Now a board there off target. Karaji Crosby couldn't connect, but Heaven Bailey got the rebound again. She'll drive in, a floater this time, still no good. Ballard trying to chase it down, and finally Wetumpka gets possession out of it. Trying to give it to Banks, they will. Now Richardson. Richardson driving inside, the lay no good there. Couldn't get a foul after a lot of contact. Tiana Davis could have been called for one, but they say no. And Heaven Bailey now with it. Bailey and Newton passing back and forth. We're at just over 3 minutes left to go. Driving inside now, it's Bailey. She cannot get the lay, but a foul called again. This one goes against the Indians. It'll be called against Logan Banks. Faraji Crosby now shooting two. With 3:05 left to go. Free throw is good there. Second free throw off target and goes out of bounds. Wetumpka will have possession. Richardson trying to drive. She'll go up for one. Cannot get the lay there. Rebound from Karaji Crosby. Crosby brings it up. Wetumpka still down 13 with 2:45 to go. Tiana Davis back to Newton. Now Bailey looks inside. Crosby again. Karaji goes up. No good there. Draws a foul, though, I believe, against Logan Banks. No, they'll give it against Layla Culpepper. Timeout was called there with 2:33 left to go. It's 63-50. And with the timeout, we'll take a quick break. Wetumpka trailing on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
To go as we return from the timeout. It's 63-50. Stanhope Elmore with the advantage over the Indians. They'll be shooting free throws here in just a moment as well, as it's Karaji Crosby standing at the stripe. Wetumpka has its work cut out for him here in the final few minutes. For those listening on the radio, we want to let you know that we are having some technical difficulties on our Facebook and YouTube streams, so we apologize to our Facebook and YouTube viewers right now. The internet connection having a tough time here in Millbrook as the first free throw is good. 2:33 left. Second free throw is off target there. Took a couple bounces, finally fell. Stanhope comes away with a board, though, as it was Tiana Davis who chased it down, gave to Newton, and now it's Bailey with it, with 2:30 to play. Heaven Bailey. Bailey looking to drive. She will give one more pass there. It was a smart play. Karaji Crosby goes up with it and makes it 66-50. Indians now with Lexi Smith pulling the three. That one off target, goes out of bounds, and gives possession back to Stanhope, that is. Well, the fourth quarter has not gone Wetumpka's way here, as Stanhope has opened it back up to a 16-point advantage. Tiana Davis standing with it with less than 2 minutes to play. She'll hand it to Heaven Bailey. Bailey crossing over. Now Bailey. drove in, couldn't get it to go there. .133 left in the fourth quarter. Culpepper gives to Richardson as the Indians bring it up. And a pass to Ballard, immediately taken away. Went straight to Karaji Crosby. She takes it coast to coast and lays it in to make it 68-50. Richardson again. Now to Culpepper. Culpepper looks to drive, almost had it poked away. Richardson picks it up. A look inside, Banks there. She will not get it to fall off the glass. Ballard picks it up, can't get it, but a foul called with 57 seconds to go. But Wetumpka likely going to fall short here in this one. But the season still not over for the Indians. They will wait to see who their opponent will be. The Indians will have to travel on the road as they enter the sub-regional matchup. And they'll wait to see. It'll be the winner of Murphy and Blunt. That game tomorrow night at 5:30. The same applies for the men as Murphy and Saraland face off. When we get those results, we'll update you on who Wetumpka will play for both the girls and boys matchups and when and where. Ballard's free throw is good there. Makes it 68-51. Second free throw from Ballard is good. Mustangs with it now with Corey Harmon. Harmon in trouble as Wetumpka almost forces a steal here. Harmon finally picks it up after a deflected pass to Tiana Davis. There's 47 seconds to go as Wetumpka trails by 16. There was a foul called in the process of that. Corey Harmon will shoot two free throws here as this game nears the end. Got the first one there, 69-52. Second free throw, no good. Ballard gets the board, gives to Richardson here. Whistle blown there in the process of that. There was a foul called as Wetumpka will inbound it. Culpepper will get it into Richardson. Richardson now, the step back she'll give to Culpepper. High arcing three-pointer there off target with 30 seconds left to go. A foul will be called against Layla Culpepper, and it'll send Heaven Bailey to the free throw line. Free throw here is good by Heaven Bailey. Second free throw good as well. A foul called against Heaven Bailey with 20 seconds left as this continues here for a little bit longer. They'll get it into Culpepper. Now Richardson on what will likely be Wetumpka's final possession. Down to 10. Ballard, now Culpepper. Culpepper drives, will go up for one, no good there. Ballard, now Smith. Smith pulls the three, no good. And a putback from Banks will be good. It'll count for the buzzer and that will end it, though. Wetumpka falling short. 71-54, our final score. The Mustangs win the 6A Area 4 Championship over the Indians here tonight. As we'll take a break when we return, the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus postgame show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you. Central to your success.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Back for the final time here tonight, a short RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus post-game show, and this one is Wetumpka falls short 71-54. A tough loss for this Indians team, but they will have another matchup coming up likely on Friday against the winner of Murphy and Blount. We will keep you updated on what time and when that game will be and who it will be against. Make sure to stay tuned to the Wetumpka Sports Network Facebook and WetumpkaSports.com for updates on scheduling information. Again, our final score 71-54 from Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie. We'll see you with the next one as Wetumpka girls will get ready for a sub-regional, and then so will the boys on Saturday. Wetumpka Indians basketball is an exclusive presentation of the Wetumpka Sports Network.